We're visiting today with Meredith Scott with the Oklahoma Local Agriculture Collaborative. So first of all, for folks that have not heard of the Oklahoma Local Agriculture Collaborative, tell us a little bit about this group and what you guys do.
Yes, thank you. So we are an organization that has recently been established. We received federal funding through the Regional Food Systems Partnership Grant through USDA to build the Oklahoma Local Ag Collaborative to serve as a organization for local agriculture entities of all kinds, produce, ranchers, agriculture entrepreneurs, value-added product entrepreneurs to create and provide resources. This is more for your beginning or smaller homestead style producers, where we want to give them as many discounted or free resources, such as workshops on how to turn their current practice into a more prosperous business, as well as growing like their season and expanding their markets. Our goal is to really help support and build our local agricultural system, especially with our small agriculture entrepreneurs.
And you guys have been doing things around the state. You've had some workshops and you've got a pretty cool workshop coming up next week. Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect.
Yeah, so we this whole idea sparked from the hosting the Oklahoma Local Ag Summit. We've been partnering with Department of Agriculture for many years now, since I think 2015, to host this annual conference where we invite all the agricultural entrepreneurs across the state to one day training workshops. We even do some farm tours that is offered usually in the winter. And from there, we had a lot of our producers say they would like to have support year round and try to find resources. Also, not just in major cities, because we usually host those conferences in either Tulsa or Oklahoma City, but provide resources throughout the state. And so we created the Oklahoma Local Ag Collaborative and are hosting regional meetings that are a bit smaller and focused on particular regions. We just finished up our Western Oklahoma workshop back in July. It was a huge success. It was our first workshop where we really focused on drought resistance and innovative farm practices related that are geared towards issues that Western Oklahoma faces more so than maybe Eastern or Southeastern Oklahoma. And so our Central Oklahoma workshop is also coming up on October 12th at the Well in Norman. And we will be focusing a lot on concerns and issues that our Central Oklahoma producers have identified, really trying to, look at that urban ag, as well as making a business out of your farm. We're going to talk a lot about business development. And, we know a lot of these producers know how to grow some great product or raise some great cattle and different things. But how do we make sure that they're turning a profit? How do we make sure we get them connected with the right resources? So we're also going to be talking about, selling just beyond the farmer's market, talking about food hubs, selling to restaurants. We're going to have restaurant owners. We're going to have grocery store owners. We're going to have other food hub entities to try to help people see all the different opportunities for them. So
I was going to say, I love that you're doing a grant writing and sustainable infrastructure class, because that is one thing. Like if you're a producer that's wanting to get into some added value things, or you just want to get into agritourism, you need those grants to kind of get started, but no one has a clue on how to do it. So I bet that's going to be a really cool thing too.
Oh yes. And we're really excited about that workshop. I think it's going to be a well-attended workshop on understanding how to apply for these USDA grants. They're meant to help you grow your business. And so what do we do? Like, how do we do that? We also are going to have people who actually receive those grants talk about how they did it what they learned through their lessons learned. And another thing that's really cool about the Oklahoma Local Ag Collaborative is we're trying to do an assessment of all the different resources across the state to support our agriculture system. And with that, we've identified some underutilized resources. One great one is that related to the grant writing. OSU has an entire team that can help you build a business plan for free, and or like help you, like, you know, review your grant applications. And Langston University also has a lot of different entities related, you know, to support your agriculture or business for free. And so we really want to help try to get our producers to utilize these valuable resources. These are very highly educated, successful universities that want to provide more support to grow our system, but they're just not being utilized.
Absolutely. And if that didn't get you guys, they're going to have a pasta making demo. So if we didn't sell you on anything before now, the Made in Oklahoma cooking demo and the pasta making demo should give you reason enough to just show up, right?
Yes. We're really excited about trying to help, you know, with the Home Baking Act and the cottage laws changing in Oklahoma. We're getting a lot more value-added products in our markets, and it's wonderful. But we really want them to understand the importance of using as many Oklahoma-grown products as possible. So not just making their products locally, but using products from Oklahoma. And so the Wheat Council, I'm excited to see what they're doing, showing, you know, you can make a lot of great things with Oklahoma wheat and make it even more made in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. And this whole conference is free. So tell everybody how to get registered if they'd like to go.
Yes. So it is a free workshop. It's going to be at the Well in Norman on October 12th, Wednesday, October 12th. It's a full day workshop. And you go to our website to register, which is oklac.org/centralworkshop. And so it's all one word, and we can post it as well on our Facebook page, which is the Oklahoma Local Ag Collaborative. But it's oklac.org/centralworkshop.
And when you guys have some more upcoming workshops, will that be posted there too, so people can kind of follow along and see where you guys are at?
Yes, we're going to be hosting quarterly workshops across the state, and we're also going to be supporting the state conference which will be coming up in February, end of February, early March, for the Oklahoma Local Ag Summit, which will be, I believe, in Tulsa this year.
Okay, Meredith, thank you so much. Great information. I know this is going to be a great workshop. So thank you for visiting with us today.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.